Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Oh, yeah. Yes, 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 we're live. America Fest. Turning Point USA, Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix Convention Center, one of the bigger convention centers in the country. Incredible event. I don't know, have you watched any of this, Kev? Have you heard any of this America Fest?
Yep. Yeah. Nobody's covering it, but I go on the website and I'm checking it out. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Fox News has been pretty good. Fox had the exclusive yesterday with Kyle Rittenhouse. And when he took the stage, it was phenomenal. You know, it is. And even, you know, he was up there being interviewed by four other guys, two of the independent journalists that one of them who testified, we talked to yesterday, Hernandez. First name Andrew Hernandez?
Drew Hernandez.
And so Drew was up there, and then one of the other independent journalists was there, and then Jack Posobiec and Charlie. So he didn't get a word in edgewise in the 45-minute panel, but he didn't want one. You know, he just was very clear that he was not, this is, you know, he's, this is all a little weird for him. But, you know, the faith element that came out again and how he talked about how he got through this, pretty amazing. Can't forget, this is Christmas week. You know, this is Christmas week, and, you know, when I first heard about America Fest, I'm like, could they have picked any worse days? Like, what in the world? I mean, you're shopping, I don't do much Christmas shopping anyway, just truth be told. Kev, do you? Or does Kelly handle most of the Christmas
shopping?
She
does most of it. Yeah, I do. I basically buy for her. That's about it.
I kind
of
feel like a Lotto at Christmas. I honestly do. Because, I do. And, like, my wife would be scared to death if I was out shopping because she'd say, look, I don't want another battery organizer. And, you know, I buy the dumbest stuff. I just can't. But, you know, I saw a meme the other day, and it was posted by some wife out there, mom, whatever. It said, people be like, what did you get your husband for Christmas? My answer, the ability not to have to worry about anything other than showing up Christmas morning. That's about it. That's about it. But, you know, the reason America Fest is this week is because this is about the youth of America. This is about future generations, and for them, this is a perfect time because there's Christmas break. They're not in school. Finals are done for the most part. So I get it. I totally get it. And you know what? We as, you know, whatever generation you and I are, Kev, you know, in our 50s, in our 60s, in our 70s, 80s, we got to recognize everything we are concerned about related to the direction of this country can only be fixed by kids in their teens who care, by kids in their 20s who care, by 30-somethings who aren't millennial woke, you know, running around with five masks on, the ones who get it, that's the future. And if you give them a spirit of being unafraid, oh my, does this world change.
How are
it changes in a big way. Say again?
How are the attendance numbers? Is it pretty? I mean, is it packed? Is it sold out?
It's off the charts. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's,
I would
you
bet.
Know.
Yeah.
And
twist arms to go to Phoenix in December. Okay.
Yeah. Check out our Facebook page because we've done a pretty good job of a video, just so of trying to capture the crowd. I mean, when you come down here, the amount of celebrities, for lack of a better term, the conservative rock stars, it's ridiculous. Okay, it's a who's who, and I focus less on them and more on the people that are here and how dang excited they are. You know, there's panels like today, Culture War in the American War Machine, right? All about the woke generals and everything that's happened there. Yesterday they had a great panel on athletes, NFL athletes, talking about what's happened to sports. You know, the Kyle Rittenhouse thing obviously was big just to say, look, because there were citizen journalists, I think a lot about Dapple. And what made me crazy about the whole battle over a pipeline designed to take North Dakota oil and gas and get it to the markets, okay, in a safer, more economical way, take trucks off the road, less trains disrupting ag commerce for oil, and actually getting it there safely, getting all the proper permits done exactly as they were asked to do, followed every rule, every regulation. Okay, here's your permit. And then people protest to shut it down. And then the narrative on it is the oil producers are the bad guys. I mean, what in the world? And that mostly came from citizen journalists who are complete, total environmental wackos, who are of the opinion you should keep oil in the ground. There were very few, quote-unquote, independent journalists who were on the other side. And I think that's where Charlie's so good about saying, look, he's a faith-filled man. Guy doesn't swear. I mean, he's really buttoned down, right? I can't say I don't swear. I can't. I do. None of us are perfect. But my point is this. Charlie's got a profound bit of faith, but he recognizes you need to do battle. This is good versus evil. This is what's going on. Mandates, lockdowns, the narrative that the left establishes, they're very good at this. They're really, really good at this. And Kevin Cramer, Senator Cramer, says another version of this, which is why he's had a lot of the top Wall Street CEOs here. I get all the noise you get in your left ear. You're going to get noise in your right ear from us. And that is, you know, you can't believe everything they say or go along with ESG or any of the stuff that they say without recognizing you're harming somebody on the other side. And to go all woke with your corporations isn't going to work. It's unrealistic. It's pixie dust. It's crazy talk is what it is. So I think events like this, again, arming, and I use that word cautiously, because we're talking about arming with information. We're talking about arming with a spirit of fighting good versus evil. Evil is how we change this country. Fighting good versus evil, and this generation engaged in that battle, whether it's the culture war, whether it's, take your pick on what's concerned, the border right now, whatever. We got to speak out. We got to engage in this battle. And you know, at Christmas time, I guess it's kind of hard to think about good versus evil, right? Because you're thinking about a Savior being born. But did that Savior, 30-some years after his walk on this life, encounter some evil at all? Kev, I think, was there some evil involved?
Yeah.
You know, so you cannot walk through this life and think that there is not good versus evil. There is. There is good versus evil. And let's do a little exercise today. We've been doing a different question for the Christmas caller contest. Calls or text, by the way, for this. And we'll be announcing on Thursday all of the winners. Even some people might have called in and we played back the next day your answer and you don't even know you won. We have Let's Go Brandon t-shirts for all of you and a MyPillow product for you, okay? So it's worth the time to think about this a little bit. Text me today or call me today. And I'll give you the numbers in a second, so get a pen and answer this question. What's good? What's evil? I think we all know what's good. There's a lot of good in Christmas. But what's evil? What are we fighting? I want you to think about that a little bit. You can answer the question radio graffiti style today on What's on Your Mind as we go throughout the program. We have a ton of guests today on the show that I think you're all going to enjoy. But we'll squeeze in some calls. The easiest way to not have to wait and just get your comment in about anything is the 24/7 hotline, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Hope we can remember that number. 1776 sounds familiar. 855-200-1776, and answer that question. What do you consider to be evil? What are we fighting right now? Because, again, the Christmas story encounters a whole lot of evil. Look at King Herod. I'm going to kill this baby. I'm going to kill this baby. The Savior. Angel comes to Joseph. New dad in the middle of the night says, hey, you got to get that kid out of here. Dead tired, escapes to Egypt. I mean, follow the Christmas story. Evil started when that baby was born. Even before that baby was born, when the kings were on their way. So, what is the evil we encounter today? That's the Christmas question of the day. All our winners announced Thursday after our broadcast here from Arizona wrap up. We'll be at Charlie Kirk's headquarters for the show tomorrow for more of our Turning Point USA conversations. Let me give you the show lineup for today, Kev. Can you believe this? We're going to share some more of the Tucker Carlson conversation. Very profound. I played a lot of it yesterday, more today. Andy Biggs, an Arizona congressman, about what is going on at the border and what is going on with Arizona and the election of 2020, and how do we fix that going forward, most importantly. Congressman Andy Biggs will be here. Jack Posobiec. I mean, Jack Posobiec is a citizen journalist of the nth degree from Human Events, very instrumental. I was kind of aware of about 5% of the whole story of Kyle Rittenhouse until I started following Jack's Twitter feed. And he live-blogged it, and you really got a sense of, like, you have to engage on this because they can't do this. The sheriff of Pinal County, another Arizona border warrior, Mark Lamb, will join us today on the program. We're going to meet the ranchers from Good Ranchers. I had to do a plug, like, I like beef. I'd order from Good Ranchers, but only if you have North Dakota beef. And they said, let's fix that. So we're going to do that today and much, much more on What's on Your Mind. Live from Arizona, it's America Fest. We're in Phoenix today with Charlie Kirk on What's on Your Mind. And check in with Dean Wysocki for a quick check of the weather when we come back. And more of your calls, questions, and comments. Pick up the phone, 271-1100.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Battle of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Let's check the weather. It's not any great shakes here, although I've not literally seen the sun. We've been in the Phoenix Event Center before the sun goes up and leave after sundown. But even today, the high is 50 here. I know people back home will go, cry me a river, Hannon, but it's not exactly Arizona weather. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, going to tell us about the Christmas travel weather here in a moment. Brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Oh, my gosh. You need a Christmas gift that just crushes it today? Like, I'm just behind the eight ball. I need something. Foosball table. Maybe a shuffleboard. Let's go hot tub. Let's go a hot springs hot tub and just change 2022 for wellness or sauna for the cost of a Starbucks every week. Think about that. Great financing options. Get in there and make Christmas incredible. And I guarantee if you say, Vince, I heard that you could get this to my home before Christmas, they'll find a way. That's just how they are. They just got a new wave of hot tubs in right now, as a matter of fact. Hot spring spas, pool tables, 2 Bismarck on the expressway by Walmart. Also in West Fargo, right by Spitfire, just in the Fargo-West Fargo border there on 13th, as well as Grand Forks and the Grand Cities Mall. Chief meteorologist for Flag Family and What's on Your Mind, here he is, folks, the one and only Dean Wysocki. How are we looking, Dino, for the travel?
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, Scotty, from now through Christmas, we should be okay across much of the state. The northern third of North Dakota, there's going to be a little clipper system moving through Wednesday and Thursday, but we're looking at maybe an inch or so of snow from far northern North Dakota, northern Minnesota into southern Canada. Other than that, it looks pretty good outside of the snow we've got today. It's going to be cold. Pretty darn cold Christmas weekend, but before that, we'll warm up. We picked up right around 3 inches of snow here throughout much of the valley, and sunshine is coming out, but the winds are going to pick up, causing some blowing snow from the valley eastward into the lakes area. The rest of the state looks okay, and as we head through the rest of the week, a few minor snow systems, half inch or less, and so in terms of travel, not bad. Temperatures will be warming up into the 20s. If you want to call that warming up, but it will be. And then temperatures crash Friday, and cold air mass moves in here for Christmas weekend as we have wind chills about 20 below over Christmas weekend. It's going to be a cold one with highs only in the teens. Now, what we're really concerned about is post-Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. There's a big trough that's digging in off the Pacific, moving into the West Coast. As you can testify, it's cold for Phoenix standards, only around 50. And we're going to see some couple of storms right out of that western trough into the central and northern plains, starting, it looks like, on Christmas Day, and or the day after Christmas, I should say, and lasting through that Monday. The potential is there for a significant snow for the eastern third of North Dakota into Minnesota. Western part of the state, central part of the state, shouldn't get as much, but kind of keep up to date on that forecast, that Sunday-Monday time frame.
We will.
Could see a bigger storm.
Absolutely.
And then there's another one behind that as we head towards New Year's. So post-Christmas, a little rocky, but from now through Christmas, if you have any travel plans, Mother Nature pretty much going to cooperate. But if you have those unwanted relatives staying too long at your house, you might want to tell them to leave a little early because the weather could get a little bumpy after Christmas.
Exactly. What they say about leftovers and relatives after a couple of days. Yeah, I get it totally. All right. Thanks, Dean Wysocki, Chief Meteorologist. Going to keep tabs on the weather all through the Christmas holiday. Well, I'll be here, by the way, all week long, including Christmas Eve. All right. I promised to get a little bit of Tucker Carlson from America Fest more today because it's amazing. He talked about the 4 things you expect from a president. Listen to this a little bit. Tell me what you think of Tucker Carlson and his take on the 4 things required to be president and what we want politicians and our elected leaders to think about.
So the big questions in a country, if you're running a country, you have to answer 3 or 4 big questions before you proceed. And they're the most obvious ones, like, do we have enough food? Hey, clean water, got that? Can we defend ourselves? Keep the invaders out? We have energy. Like, how are we going to stay warm this winter and make things? Energy. So those are the most basic questions any society asked. The Romans asked it. Every society from then till now has asked those questions because they're the ones that matter. If you live in a place where no one asks any of those questions, something's gone wrong. If we're arguing about pregnancy flight suits instead, maybe that, which we are, because that's what they're interested in, maybe there's some denial in progress. And on the individual level, the questions that really matter, how are my children? Are they happy? Are they thriving? Are they independent of me, which is the point of parenthood, to make your children independent? That's the point. they all of those things? Will they find a mate so they can do what I did to create them in the first place, which is reproduce and continue my family after I die, as noted? And the last question is, by the way, oh, die, I'm going to die. What happens then? So those are the questions. Those are the questions that have transfixed every society from the moment we left caves and probably even before. So if you suddenly wake up in a place where no one even mentions any of that, like at all, and people are telling you the coronavirus is the most important thing to happen in history, no, it's not. The only reason it's a world historic event is because of our overreaction to it, period. Okay? What really matters is how's your family, boo, boo, boo. That's true. What matters is your family, your children, continuing your family after you're gone, and what happens when you're gone. Like, those are the core questions. And if you haven't even addressed those, you're a fool. So I just think it's very weird that it's almost by design that we are prevented from even asking those questions or thinking about them deeply. And I will give a piece of unsolicited advice because I do have so many children. That's kind of what I do for a living. Which is, fight back against that a little bit. It's impossible to take yourself out of the society unless you're going full Unabomber, which you probably shouldn't do. Certainly not the violence part. But, you know, there's a cost to living alone in an off-grid Montana cabin, though it does appeal to me. And probably to others. You go, off-grid Montana cabin people. Yes, I'm on your side. I actually am on your side. I was thinking this morning when I was flying in, I was staring out the window like a dog of the plane and, like, watching my country go, you know, beneath me, 40,000 feet below, and I'm like, this is an amazingly beautiful country. What sane person would choose to live, and let's do top end, $30 million, 16-floor apartment in a crowded city over a log cabin in a pine forest with the wood stove glowing as the snow falls?
This
perfect.
This is amazing. But this is Tucker Carlson you don't see on Fox News. Really it is, and obviously there's time constraints and all that, but I love that message. And you know what? He's talking about where we live. Tucker Carlson is talking about here. Yesterday he was on the North Shore of Alaska. Today he's talking about Montana cabins. And of course where he lives, they make fun of us for that. I'm telling you, the whole speech is very profound. I'm not done breaking it down and pulling pieces out of it because I have a renewed respect for his love of family, the incredible, voice that he has to really say, hey, this is creepy. I've been in this town a long time, and it's really, really bad there. Really bad there. Washington, D.C., and he's got a great message here. Great message for America. Really does. We're brought to you today by America's Land Auctioneer. Guyton works on Christmas, 7 a.m. They're doing the America's Land Auctioneer Show. Biggest year ever in the history of Pipers in 2021. Even bigger in 2022. Planning equipment auction? Call Pipers first. Pipers.com to get the catalogs, land, machinery auctions. They do it all. Tell them Scott sent you. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California officials filed a lawsuit against Walmart Monday, alleging the retail giant illegally dumped hazardous waste in state landfills. The suit alleges Walmart unlawfully disposed of roughly 160,000 pounds a year of pesticides, batteries, and various other toxic corrosive wastes. Walmart said it will fight the lawsuit, which they call unjustified. As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they used to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. Remember, last-minute Christmas gifts, no supply chain issues. Pop a little note in the card that says, MyPillow, here's a gift card. It's coming on your way. Take your pick. Pillows, sheets, the MyPillow slippers and slip-ons. The sleepwear is new. They got hoodies now. Oh, my gosh. Go shopping. MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, MyStore.com for all the American-made products. And remember, use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. It's a thrill to have Congressman Andy Biggs here. We've met before on the border. This guy is a warrior on the border. And also, I must tell you, is going to tell us a little bit about some election things that didn't exactly go as planned in Arizona and really wants to fix this for the future. That's for sure. And that's just the great thing about being at AmeriFest. You run into people that you know, and Andy Biggs, Congressman from Arizona, thanks for fighting for us always. Good to see you.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's our job. It's our duty. And the country's in an existential crossroads right now. And so we need people in there pitching and fighting nonstop. It's really broad, the attacks from the left. So we need a broad-based attack back, counterattack.
Our listeners are in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, the Northern Plains states, and a lot of those folks in the winter come down to Arizona. So you do have some of our peeps down here, too.
We welcome them down here. It's a little chilly this morning for us. I don't know, maybe in the 50s this morning, but the reality is, we welcome them. We're happy to have them here. I've been up there all over those North Dakota and the South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, all during the summer months. I avoid them during the winter months, I can tell you that.
So let's talk about a couple things. One, Arizona and election integrity. Can Arizona and the term election integrity be fairly uttered at this point?
Yeah, I think Arizona's working on it. We've been at the forefront of that with the forensic audit that was there and just the political battle that ensued about that. Right now, all the data and information's in the hands of the state attorney general's office, and they've got a staff, just a few people, to review what 1,500 people reviewed during the forensic audit. So hopefully they're going to be able to give us some real direction and guidance, maybe even find out if some people committed criminal conduct. If they did, if crimes were committed, I have every faith that A.G. Brnovich is going to actually file criminal charges.
Why is everything we hear about related to the forensic audit in most of the media suggests nothing here, nothing to see here, folks? And yet, if you dig into this, and you have to really dig into it, the story is very different. What's going on there?
Well, you're going to have the left-wing bias of the media. They don't really want to acknowledge that there might have been anything that might have happened here in the state that was untoward in the election. So they're going to cover that up. But, you know, one of the things I mentioned, and this is on its face unconstitutional, is you had a federal district court judge extend past Arizona's registration deadline. And somewhere like neighborhood of 40-some-odd thousand people were allowed to illegally register. The district court itself said Arizona's registration deadline was constitutional. But they still went ahead and added time for these people to register illegally. And we don't know who voted out of that. And the forensic audit was trying to find that out, but I don't know if they ever reached conclusions. But there's a lot of issues that need to be resolved here.
A lot of people in our audience are obviously looking forward to fix this mess, but they also say, how in the world do you trust the elections? In other words, I get tired of talking about 2020, but on the other hand, I say, well, if they could do it then, they could do it now. So do you trust the elections going forward?
I do, but I will tell you that they need to be cleaned up still. So most people say you should have to provide an ID when you go to vote. I agree with that. Most people say you should get rid of all this widespread mail-in ballot. I agree with that. Most people agree that you should, when you're applying for mail-in ballot, you should have to show a true ID. You know, in some places, to get a license, you just have to show a utility bill. In Arizona, you can show a utility bill to vote. That's not good enough. You have to show an actual photo ID. And if you do that, you will narrow the ability to commit fraud just on that front enough to add to the integrity of our election. And I'll just tell you this. People cannot stay home. You just can't stay home. We know that the majority of Americans want an America First agenda. But if you stay home, then the other side doesn't have to beat you with cheating, because you will have abandoned the field of battle. We can't abandon that field of battle. We've got to keep trying to procedurally fix it, but we also have to make sure we get the numbers out.
By all the polling, it would suggest that this is going to be a tsunami. You've already got a very tight, minority as Republicans, but, you know, the generic ballot is like crazy, and Biden's numbers are plummeting and everything else. So I have really little doubt at this point that Republicans are going to take control, and it won't be close, so then you don't worry as much about the election integrity or lack thereof. I worry more about what Republicans would do with it, because, we've seen this movie before. Give me assurance that I shouldn't worry about it.
You're so right. So I started anticipating that about 2 years ago when I first became the House Freedom Caucus chair. We've been working on a platform that we're going to release soon. And it's a platform of what we promised to do, at least in the Freedom Caucus. We're also calling upon our leadership to create a series of task forces that can be converted immediately into investigative committees upon the Republicans retaking power and control. Those are two big things. Then we also have a stack of legislation that we've already introduced, or that we would introduce, that we're going to be ready to go on from day one. And that's all just from the Freedom Caucus. We're going to need help from our leadership for sure. But the bottom line is, if you make promises, you need to keep promises. And that's why we got scalded in 2018. It's because we didn't do in 2017 what we said we'd do. And that was to basically, the first thing was to repeal Obamacare.
Yeah, and of course that was a whole Paul Ryan mess. I would also argue that, really, if infrastructure would have been the first thing Trump did, you might have got it done. It went too late, the whole John McCain thing, and it was just sad. It seemed like a vendetta. So can Kevin McCarthy be the guy that is different than Paul Ryan was when Republicans had a majority? Are you confident that he could be the leader that would reset this and give us that confidence?
Kevin is going to have to demonstrate again and again that he has that flame and that fire and that passion to fight. That's what we need. We need folks, but it isn't just Kevin. We need our whole conference to fight. And, you know, the Freedom Caucus has been leading some procedural fights. And you know who gets mad at that? Isn't the Democrats, because they know that if they were there, they would be doing the same thing. It's some of our Republican folks who are basically upset that we're inconveniencing them. And we want them all to come together and fight together on these procedures.
You're in a border state, so I have to ask you about that. You and I have been to the border before. You were down there when our Senator Kevin Cramer was down, and we were looking at Tommy Fisher's demonstration project down there near I guess it was El Paso. I can't even remember where we were. It was Arizona. We were in Arizona, down south of Phoenix and Tempe, towards the border. It's almost unthinkable what's happening every day at the border, and Arizona's being invaded in a big way, and nothing's being done about it. I mean, how in the world can you not be enormously frustrated? What can we do?
Well, I'm really ticked off. So, I mean, we could take 30 minutes to talk about what we can do, because there are remedies available now. But just so you know, I went back to the border again last week just to see. I had a little time. I drove down, and as I'm doing my videos, you know, the people are streaming behind me, and you're still about 10,000 a day that are illegally crossing into the United States. We catch 6,500 of them roughly, so that means 3,500. We don't know who they are, where they're coming from, what they're going to do in the United States of America. And then of the 6,500 we catch, we're sending most of them into the country, into the interior. And this administration is doing nothing to stop it. But some of the states, I mean, I give Texas, they're trying to put a little stop to it. Arizona could do so much more, and I wish we would do more. I mean, we should be in a special session so the legislature could enact laws and provide resources for the Department of Public Safety to be down there, National Guard to be down there. We've got good county sheriffs and some county attorneys that are trying to prosecute these illegal aliens that they catch on state crimes. You would fix the laws there. You would provide resources there. You provide detention resources, because you have to have detention resources. Those things you would do would provide some kind of deterrent effect, certainly at least with Arizona. But you're going to see it increase in Arizona because of the squeeze that Texas is putting on. So they're going to be coming to Arizona.
Why is not more of that happening in Arizona? You got a Republican governor. I'm confused. And by the way, I don't know about Mark Kelly, but I think he wants to be in the U.S. Senate again. How isn't he telling the Biden administration, I'm no on everything until you fix this invasion? No on everything and get, you know, remain in Mexico actually enforced and get back to some of those policies. I mean, Democrats own some of this too, but you're a swing state, you know. Mark Kelly could end it right now, couldn't he?
He could really put the leverage on President Biden and his administration, but he won't do it because he campaigned on open borders and amnesty. So, but in the only place...
Kyrsten Sinema, same thing. I mean, she's not up, but she could tell the Biden administration, no on nominations, no on every single thing that comes before me until you do something that stops that flow. I mean, she's got that power more than probably 99 other senators, hasn't she?
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, so just an example of that would be MPP policy, which is the Remain in Mexico policy. The only place that the Biden administration is enacting that or reenacting it because of court order is in El Paso. Well, El Paso is not even in the top three sectors of invasion. They're not dealing with the runaways like the Tucson sector. So they're taking that sector and they're using it there. He's not leveraging any relationship with Mexico. But if you're a Democrat senator in these states or a Democrat congressman in these states, you should be held accountable. You have the majority. You could go in and fix this. But
so
they
it's up to, they don't. You're absolutely right. But it's up to the states now, right? I mean, that's our only tool to stop this. Texas has done okay, I would argue. I mean, it's a lot of talk, but at least the border is, you know, now being secure with the wall, and they're taking some state money to do that. Arizona could do the same, but Texas is sort of watching as the National Guard. They're not as arresting as many people as they are, even though they said they were.
Yeah.
But does South Dakota have, excuse me, does Arizona have anything like that footprint of Texas, and why wouldn't a Republican Governor Ducey do it?
They don't have the footprint. I mean, we got good county sheriffs, good county attorneys that are helping out down there. They're doing a great job.
I'm asking about a Republican governor.
But I cannot explain why he's not doing it. I mean, he went down and said it's a congressional delegation. Well, there are things I just went through just a minute ago, a bunch of things that the state can do. That's what I would be doing if I were governor. I would be bringing people back into a special session. I would have done that 8 months ago because we saw this this trend happening 8 months ago, and he didn't do it.
We need a new governor.
Yes, sir, we do.
And you're going to get one because he's term limited out.
He's termed out, yeah.
Have you endorsed anybody in that race yet?
I have, Matt Salmon. Matt Salmon will do a great job. Knows federal law, knows state law. He's just going to be a great governor if we can get him.
Well, boy, but Trump is supporting Kerry Lake, and you're a Trump guy, so this is going to be quite the food fight.
Yeah, well, you know what? Me and President Trump, we still remain close, but, you know, we chose different candidates here.
since 1910. Started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better with the lowest priced fuel around and lots of choice at the pump. Plus, great deals all month long, like any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. Old Trapper Deli Sticks, $10.99. Energizer batteries, any size, a buck off. And ball caps and queen size blankets, $5 off. Plus, the 4 for 4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, 20 ounce drink, $4. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or a hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in the body, heat proteins, and we can talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Saunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Better watch out. You better not cry. Better not
cry. Brought to you today by friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And by the way, if you're traveling, remember the comfort food is there. They've got it right now. Home cooking, grab and go convenience, lowest price fuel around, and it's Bison Game Day Week. Now tell Game Day Frisco. Get registered for two $500 gift certificates. So give it away in game day. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. I love coming to events like this because you meet so many neat people. And our next guest is Jackson Cole. And he's put together a song. It's a protest song in sorts of, with all the COVID mandates and vaccine. I think it's fair to call it a protest song. But one that really just comes from the heart called Land of the Free. And, Jackson, just tell folks about you. Tell us a little bit about how you came to about writing a song about things going on in the country right now. Tell us your story.
Well, my name is Jackson Cole. That's how I go by when I do my music. I've been playing guitar for about 8 years and singing for about 4 or 5. I'm the worship leader at my youth group, and I'm in a couple of different bands. The reason I wrote this song is because a lot of people around me, a lot of my friends, and even my own mother, their jobs are being threatened, and a lot of them have been fired because they don't want to take a vaccine, because these different companies are saying you have to take the vaccine or we're firing you. And even my own mother, in a couple of months, she will very well be fired from her job.
That's wrong. And so you decided to pour your emotion into a song. Tell us how it came to be.
So, well, every time I introduce this song when I'm at a live show like I was last week, I always go, now I wrote this next song because my mama made me. And the reason my mama made me is because I felt so compelled by what was happening, that because that's my mom's livelihood. She's been working in that industry for over 20 years, and she's one of the sources of income in my family. And it's hard because when you live out in the country, and what she's been doing has been great. It's hard to get by these days, especially with inflation and everything that's going on. But just with my mother under threat of losing her job and everything, it really hurt, and it really hit home. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? I'm going to pour my heart into something I know how to do best, and that's writing music. So I wrote this song entirely. I wrote all the music to it, and I got some buddies together. I'm like, hey, let's record this in a studio because I want to get this song out there. I want other people to feel empowered. I don't want people to feel like they're trapped in a box. I don't want people to feel like there's nothing I can do. You know, all you young people, everyone out there, you can do something. You can do anything. If you like to write, write something about how you're feeling. You like to sing, sing about it. If you like to paint, paint about it. Whatever you can do, use the gifts God gave you and do what you're compelled to do and say what you want to say. Because I know a lot of people, they just feel like they have no voice. And this is my voice. This is how I've been able to express myself. And I want other people to know that, too. They can express themselves.
You are wise beyond your years, young man. You really are, and thanks for being a voice for us.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
We're going to play the song right now. So anything you want to say to our listeners before they lean in and listen to this song?
I just want to say this song is 100% true, every bit about it. It is anti-vaccine mandate and anti-tyranny and anti-Biden.
And pro-America.
Pro-America, land of the free. That's the name of the song. Thank you very much, and I hope you all like it.
In the land where I was born, in the land of the free, there's a tyrant in the White House who wants to jab you and me. He hides in his basement, he doesn't go anywhere, 'cause when he does, he ends up smelling women's hair. Over the land of the free and the home of the brave, where from sea to sea our flag does wave. Take your mandate if you don't mind, and stick where the sun don't shine. We don't run from a fight, we don't back down. We don't take orders from a halfway clown. When it comes to our freedom, we ain't fooling around. It's big and it's bold, it's wild and free. When it comes to our rights, we don't take a knee. You can't tell Americans what to do. We won't be controlled by a tyrant like you. Oh, where the land is free and the home of the brave, where from sea to sea our flag does wave. Take your mandates if you don't mind, and stick it where the sun don't shine. Got men of iron with nerves of steel to protect our freedom when things get real. We got lots of people whose aim is true, who won't be controlled by some Wuhan flu. Our rights are from the Lord above. Be ready to fight if you give us a shove. Our Constitution protects our right to be free, 'cause we hung King George on a liberty tree. The land of the free and the home of the brave, from sea to sea our flag doctor's way. Take your mandates if you don't mind, and stick where the sun don't shine.
Huh? Kev?
I love that. I
You're
love
musically
it.
Inclined. How'd the kid do?
It was fantastic. I love it. Very
oh my
good.
Gosh. And you know, the sad part is his mom works for an airline, which can't be named.
Yeah.
But this is real. This is from the heart. This is not, you know, anything other than somebody whose life has been turned upside down, doesn't know, I mean, the livelihoods, everything. You heard him tell the story. I think it's phenomenal. Oh, it's so much fun. America Fest, Phoenix, Arizona. Complete recap tomorrow on the show. You don't want to miss that. Same with Charlie Kirk's show. The entire Tucker Carlson interview tomorrow with Charlie. More after this from Arizona on What's on Your Mind.
At Collins & Cronk, Raymond James, we are privileged to have our clients let us be a part of their lives. They share their families with us and their close friends. We get to help them develop their dreams and curb their fears. We are so grateful to have this honored and important role in their lives. This holiday season reminds us once again how important family is, and we are thankful to be a part of yours.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Cronk, and a prosperous new year.
Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James.
Right here, right now. Is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for?
First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.